This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
I see trees of green. Red roses too. I see them blue. To myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself,
show. What a wonderful world indeed. Hopefully you have a chance to take a breath and take those walks around the neighborhood and at least get a few laps in and get out of staying at home. Or perhaps you're part of the brigade that now is venturing out more because of the reopening in your area. At the top of this show, we go through the death toll and those that have survived COVID-19 and the confirmed cases. I think it's good to keep it real and also to know that there's hope and more people are recovering, thank goodness, but too many people have lost their lives and too many families are shattered as a result of this elusive, wicked, twisted virus. 1.45 million confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the United States as of this hour. 253 recovered, 86,541 deaths. If we look at the worldwide total, you know, of course, the numbers are going to be multiplied. Confirmed cases, 4.44 million. Deaths, 302,000. Recovered, 1.59 million. To put it in perspective, if we go back in history to 1918 and the Spanish flu and the second wave and look at that time period, you're talking about 50 million people dying, 50 million. And now we're at, as I mentioned, shy of, significantly shy of 100,000. If you remember initially in trying to chart a course for this and comparing it to what was happening in other countries, the word from many health institutes was we would be looking at somewhere between at least 80 and 100,000 deaths. At this rate at times, especially how horrible April was and obviously March, where people started to stay at home and started to do social distancing, and every day there were reports on what did it look like and what was happening now. And we're still stuck in the life of a question mark because there's so many things that cannot be answered when there are no definite answers. There are guesses. There are educated guesses. There are people that are spreading stupid information that is based on not fact. But we certainly know that we're getting closer in this race to make something happen to coming up with more answers to the question that hangs in the balance of all of our lives. Because we're reopening. We're looking at what's happening globally. Sadly, unemployment is just a juggernaut. It's off the charts. 3 million Americans filed jobless claims this last week. It pushed the total, the 8-week total, to 36.5 million. So now it's about strategizing and debating and looking at a bigger picture. How do you reopen? how do people get back to work? Some businesses will not be back. Some are closed. I'm seeing it in my own life. Certain mile markers for a time period when I first moved into the Dallas-Fort Worth area, because that's where our satellite facility is, and clubs and places I went, popular places that were historic and were known in the area, gone. Because they know they can't open up. They lost too much money. So there's a flood of new claims with workers. And there's a lot of tension for a lot of people who just want to work and have to still grapple with the fact that, wow, 3 months ago, it looked nothing like this, nothing. And time for many is running out, especially small businesses. Households are ripping through their reserves. The cushion, excuse me, the cushion has disappeared as the coronavirus drags on. It becomes that much more difficult to dig into the piggy bank because you've emptied it. You know, they always talk about how much pad do you have? Do you have 6 months? Do you have a year? Do you have a year and a half? And it always makes me laugh because I think, do some of these economists or some of these financial people realize the situations that lower wage people are in, or even those that have wages frozen or weren't getting big raises and are raising families on not a lot of dollars? You know, I think that automatically there's some kind of shift in our brain where when somebody, especially pre-pandemic, was in trouble as far as living paycheck to paycheck, there were people that would shake their head and be like, wow, that's irresponsible. How many credit cards do they have? That's not the case in so many cases. Nearly 40% of low-income Americans lost a job in March. So we're talking about households with income below $40,000. That's tough. How many kids are in those families? What's going on with the food situation? Certainly we see with food banks saying that they've never seen this many people. And people will wait for hours to get food. People from the suburbs, people from all over the place. And what do they do when they can't pay their bills? A Fed survey that was released showed that 18% of Americans didn't expect to have enough money to pay all their bills in April. Then the fallout continues. They didn't go to work. So for the people who lost their job or were laid off, it was even worse. Fewer than one in five businesses can hold out for even 3 months. Think about that number, one in five. 7% of small business owners said late April, early May, they had no cash on hand. We get it. If you were just getting by and feeling good, now you're in a much different circumstance. The new reality has hit hard for everyone in the United States of America and beyond our borders. We feel your pain. We're headed to the virtual mailroom, the mailbag, and your thoughts coming up.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
So cool that you just heard World of Warships, because I got this one from Craig, who says, Kate, I heard BOOM, and BOOM, I jumped on it. What a really, really cool game. I think you are into the Navy. I think you are into battleships and destroyers and aircraft carriers. Didn't your husband... Wasn't he on a aircraft carrier? He was on, very good memory. He was on an aircraft carrier, and it's interesting that you remembered that, because we talk about it all the time, like what it was like and the things that he learned that he told me about. And I'm fascinated by aircraft carriers. He, by the way, was on the USS John Stennis. And he was out at sea chasing Saddam Hussein. How about that? So that's the reality. But the War of World Ships, I got to check it out, aircraft carriers. It is really cool. I mean, you look at it and you feel like you're right on it. You feel like you're in the middle of it, and that's the whole idea, right? With the submarines, et cetera, and the cruisers and, whatnot. So anyway, if you want to, as they say, feel the speed of the destroyers and that intensity, check out World of Warships. And thanks for that, Craig, for leading us off as we're here in the mail room asking me about the action and naval warfare. There is something about that with me. So like Navy. I wasn't in the Navy, but it's just all around me. That's for sure. All right, let's seg into this one. This one is from Mac, listening to us in Portland, Oregon. Kate, it's interesting to look around and see, as you said, what people are doing to help their neighbors. I've never seen anything like it. I do have, I think, a great neighborhood, but I've never seen as many different people randomly waving hello, popping up with their dog, having conversations, social distancing, and I can tell that other people by what's on our Facebook page are running out and grabbing groceries for some people who can't get out, asking other people to help, and it doesn't matter if they're unknown, meaning they've all of a sudden popped up, they are a neighbor, but everybody was so busy, there were plenty of people you didn't know. There is a feeling of, as you always say on your show, we're in this together, and I have to tell you, that's one of the silver linings of COVID-19. Otherwise, pretty miserable. Pretty miserable living under what you call the question mark, because there's so much we don't know and can't answer at this point or get the answers to, that we have to, I think, just keep doing those things that are happening in our neighborhood to lift ourselves up. Well, yeah, absolutely. And that's why that's important. I think connection is the most important thing. So where are you connected? Whether it is virtually, whether some of it is, a lot of it is virtual, at least you're connecting virtually with family members, workmates, whatever it might be. And then if you still can connect somehow in your neighborhood, because I see people social distancing fine and doing a good job of it, frankly, where it's very small, you know, maybe three people, and they're on a front lawn spaced out and very spaced out, and still managing to have those conversations and that connection. I think that is so vital. So thanks for pointing that out, that you've been listening to some of the stuff that I've been talking about. So key. And if you have a bear, put it in your window. A lot of kids are looking for those bear hunts. I had two bears in the window, and then, of course, the new puppy found the bear. That bear's history. But the one bear survived the puppy attack, so I still have one in the window. All right, let's move on to Joe, who says, Kate, I am watching what's happening in Washington, D.C., and I heard you mention that the plan could be that, you know, there's going to be another bailout. In fact, I think the president is even talking about that. I guess it's just a question of what it's going to look like and how much money's involved. And you were talking about a crazy number, the $3 trillion the House was talking about, and it would have been the highest relief ever. So I don't think that that's going to happen right away, but I do think that there is going to be another round of stimulus checks. What do you think? Oh, I agree. I think there will be, unless somehow things were to flip around all of a sudden. But you know, this is the real world, not the Aladdin world where it's magical and we're all stretching our imaginations to, as I keep talking about, reimagining your life. But in this case, being realistic, yes, you heard the numbers I said, pretty ugly when it comes to unemployment. So the House is going to vote on that $3 trillion stimulus bill on Friday to blunt the coronavirus pandemic's effects on the economy and the healthcare system. But will the Republicans play along, or they'll tweak something? I think probably something gets tweaked. Now, the first round of stimulus checks was part of a $2 trillion package that was authorized by Congress, and the legislation called for using past tax returns from either 2018 or 2019, whichever is the most recent. So their payments were $1,200 or $2,400 for married couples, $500 for dependents, but the payments were targeted at people making up to $75,000 and couples who earned up to $150,000 in adjusted gross income. Above that, the checks were reduced and eventually phased out at like $99,000 in income for individuals and 198,000 for married couples. So I'm assuming this is probably the same thing that it's probably the same thing that we'll that's probably what we'll see. And yeah, I mean, people need it. You need it. So if you need it, it's going to help. It's not going to solve all the problems, but if it's temporary relief or some bills paid and some food on the table, I mean, that's a good thing. We're all in this together, right? We are. And whatever that looks like, it'll happen, I think. I really do. Let's see, here's an interesting one. This one is from Jackie. And Jackie says, Kate, how much do you miss sports? Was that kind of an outlet for you? And it looks like things are picking up again, that we could actually end up seeing some sports and talking about some maybe NASCAR, talking about Major League Baseball. And NASCAR is going to return, I believe, it's this weekend. Yeah, the you know, NASCAR is going to add more races. That's what they're saying that they're going to do. There's like these new rules, and they're going to return this weekend, though. So they figured it out. Like, we got to figure this out. How are we going to do this? How are we going to do Darlington? Can we make this happen? So on Sunday at Darlington, NASCAR returns to the racetrack for the first time since the pandemic. You know, everybody was preparing, getting ready, and that's what they're doing now. So this is the fifth race, and it's run 2 months approximately right after the Atlanta Motor Speedway, because they had a pack up all that stuff. So no fans in the grandstand and no laps having been turned in practice or qualifying. They're going to work in small groups, 16 crew members, including the driver. Usually, if it's a big group, big organization, they have three times that many people on their credential rosters. Mechanics, engine tuners, team owners, family members, not anymore. Can you imagine what that looks like? And anybody who shows any kind of signs of a fever or other symptoms, they're done. I mean, they're gone. They're sent packing. So they're doing heavy screening. And these are really strange times and unprecedented measures, safety measures. But they have to be done. And NASCAR doesn't want anybody to get sick, so of course they were not going to do the fan thing. But it is very strange not to have fans. Odds and ends, and boy, there's a lot of that going on coming up.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says the American economy will fight back from the coronavirus pandemic.
This economy will recover. It may take a while. It may take a period of time. It could stretch through the end of next year. We really don't know.
He spoke on CBS's 60 Minutes. As states start to reopen their economy, a national health expert is urging caution. Former CDC Director Tom Frieden said on Fox News Sunday, different states are in different places with this virus. He says, for example, with New York,
we are at the end of the beginning. In some other places of the country, it hasn't yet hit in full force.
Frieden says he understands people wanting to get out from under lockdown orders, but is warning that reopening too soon could lead to multiple waves of the virus. This is USA Radio News. The House has passed a $3 trillion coronavirus relief package. Now that states are starting to open back up, Senate Republicans want to hold off on putting together the next relief package, at least for a couple of weeks, until they can see how things are going and where the greatest needs are. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is criticizing them, saying there's no time to waste.
They may think it's okay to pause, but people are hungry across America. Hunger doesn't take a pause.
Senate Republicans are resisting the $3 trillion package that just passed the House, saying there are items in it that aren't directly related to the virus. Republican Senator Mike Lee with some of the items he opposes in the bill.
This bill that they passed really is a progressive wish list of sorts for Democrat. It contains the word cannabis more than it contains the word jobs. It provides amnesty for illegal aliens and also stimulus checks for illegal aliens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners. Owning population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
To Washington, won the whole whistleblower deal, and the fact that whistleblower Rick Bright said that the U.S. still lacks a virus plan and we are at risk. So, what possibly was learned by Bright's comments? He testified before a House committee and said our window of opportunity is closing, said the nation could face the darkest winter in modern history if the virus rebounds. Well, we don't want that. The government vaccine scientist, and that's why he was talking to lawmakers, went on to basically spill the beans on a couple of things. And he was booted last month as the head of a Health and Human Services biodefense agency. And he says it was retaliation by the administration. He went on to tell the House Energy and Commerce Committee, we still need a comprehensive plan. Everyone across the government and everybody in America needs to know what that plan is and what role they play. Oh, he's going to try to remove our question mark. And that's what he's saying, the reason he was booted. What he specifically went after is he said, we still don't have enough PPE, personal protective equipment, to manage the healthcare workers. We still don't have the supply chains, that's true, ramped up for drugs and vaccines, and we don't have plans in place for how we distribute those drugs and vaccines. We still don't have a comprehensive testing strategy. At the White House, the president said Bright looked like an angry, disgruntled employee, period. And his boss, the HHS secretary, Alex Azar, said everything he is complaining about was achieved. But Bright said, Dr. Bright said, that we are not prepared. In fact, he's grilled by lots of different people, but I'll just pick one out. He was asked by Congressman Pallone, a Democrat from New Jersey, if he should be concerned that Americans will have problems getting access to a vaccine when it's available. And Bright said, absolutely, sir. Absolutely. Then you had Congressman Joe Kennedy from Massachusetts say, if administration officials had prepared the country for the moment we're in and the months ahead, I think we would have a lot of work. We would have been okay. I think we have a lot of work to do to be prepared and led him down that same path. But Bright claims that one of the worst moments was when he tried to raise alarms repeatedly about respirator masks, and it didn't, you know, fell on deaf ears. He said he remembered getting emails in late January from Mike Bowen, an executive at a medical supply company, Prestige Ameritech, indicating that their N95 mask supply was completely decimated. So what's interesting is after he was through, who was to follow him? Mike Bowen. He told lawmakers he's a Republican. He said, look, I'm a Republican. I voted for the president. That's what he said. But he talked about the situation there with equipment, lack of equipment. Was there enough equipment? This is the thing that we keep going round and round about. And now we have new measures that are jumping up all over the place. But what if, playing that what if game, what if we didn't have to do that? So Bowen was there too. And he said over the past 13 years, he's offered to manufacturing deals, to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention that included making sure the Department of Defense and the Veterans Administration has always had masks, adding, I couldn't get anybody interested in it. He was angry, and he looked like he was fighting back tears, and he said, I've been ignored for so long, I apologize. He said, I apologize. And then he was told, you don't need to apologize. And he referenced emails, and he talked about capacity to make masks, and he looked at how fast things could get going and how much of a blow-off he got for so long. And you know, here's the thing. If we had that, it's all these ifs, but we get the second wave, and then we're trying to fight that off. And what does that look like for the supply chain? And the supply chain is bendable, but not bendable, I think, in the way that we want it to be bendable. Here's a quick reminder. If you have any thoughts on the show, you can always shoot them to me. We just did the mailbag segment, KateDelaneyRadio.com, KateDelaneyRadio.com. To me, the scariest thing is what happened in the past. It's good to investigate, argue it, whatever, talk it out. what could have happened, should have, could have, would have, but it doesn't help us now in moving forward regardless. And I think what's very scary is the childhood illness linked to COVID-19. This syndrome they're calling multi-system inflammatory syndrome in kids is all over Europe and in at least 18 states plus Washington, D.C. And what happens to some of these kids is so bloody sad. So sad to have somebody who's not even 10 have a heart attack, have heart problems. But all you can do is be on the lookout for it. So that's exactly what New York is doing, especially New York, being on the lookout for it. Treating children exposed to COVID and have the antibodies or test positive for the COVID virus. And there are so many risk factors wrapped into all of this. So much going on with this virus. I mean, and that's the key thing, is just to be vigilant, vigilant, vigilant. But fever, inflammation, and they're saying heart, kidney, respiratory, blood, dermatological and neurological signs. Wow. Kill this. Kill this thing. Easier said than done. Obviously, because time keeps on clicking. I feel like we're all in this cab. You know, we're in a cab and it just goes round and round and round. And all of a sudden someone will shout something out. They screwed us up. Boom. And then you avoid that minefield and you keep going around that loop. And you find out the woulda, coulda, shouldas. And then you find out what's actually happening with the people who are focused on helping the sick people get better, so the frontline workers, and also the people that are working on coming up with a vaccine. I guarantee the word vaccine has come up in everyone's house who's listening to me right now. I guarantee it, at least once. Because that's the push. The person who looks ahead is thinking about what's going to happen to change our situation. And that has to be vaccine testing, all of that. Because how do you know? How do you know? And where would you be possibly dragging that about? One of the industries hit so hard in the pandemic, and I've talked about it, I think, once or twice on the show, but especially I'm so connected to it, I speak in this lane a lot, and I'm talking about hospitality and traveling and what happens all of a sudden when you get the word that it's okay to go out. But you're basically getting that now. So I think that's the problem. The mixed signals also have people screwed up, because you see the reopening. Oh, reopening, we're social distancing, all that kind of stuff. And then you see what happens in other places because they did reopen too soon. And nobody wants to be in that situation where it is a coulda, woulda, shoulda. It's like when I see Andrew Cuomo and I think, wow, he's like the King Kong of New York. It doesn't matter your politics, because he has to keep looking at the people in New York to tell them, especially in the city area, that it's going to be okay, that we need to social distance, that we can get through this. And we're just taking it one day at a time. Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Green Room is Ritika Gunner. She is somebody who knows all about AI. Boy, do we talk about that a lot on this show. She's the vice president of data and an AI expert services and learning at IBM. And what's so fascinating and what's going on right now, of course, is the quest for more women leaders in artificial intelligence. And IBM is on the forefront of this. They recognize top women leaders in AI. So we're here to talk about that. Thank you so much for coming on, Ritika.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here, Kate.
So you always have this, I shouldn't say you always have, but I know that you've had this annual list of women leaders in artificial intelligence, and it's a way to celebrate, a way to talk about innovation, that kind of thing. So tell us this time around more about this list and how you actually choose the honorees.
Yeah, in a continued effort to push for gender equality in artificial intelligence, IBM is showcasing over 35 women leaders across a variety of industries and over 14 countries around the world who are using artificial intelligence to drive transformation, growth, and innovation across their companies. You know, these leaders were chosen because they themselves, as well as their companies, are demonstrating the power of AI to be able to help improve their business, whether it be working with their customers or their employees. And so this program not only recognizes these women and to celebrate their accomplishments, but it's also a way for them to create a network to learn and discover approaches from each other on how to better their application of AI. More importantly, Kate, it actually provides a way for our younger generation to see these women leaders, their career trajectory, and the accomplishments that they are making to inspire and to give confidence to the younger generation that careers in technology like artificial intelligence are so important.
And your career is in this direction, so have you seen enormous growth?
Absolutely. I think I have seen an enormous growth in the number of women who are not only on the technology but the business side of applying AI into their field. However, there's still a huge gap where only a small minority of women are in AI. An estimated 26% of AI professionals globally are female. So there's still a gap. While we've seen progress, it's not where we need to be. You know, men and women working in AI are equally likely to be interested in math and sciences. But growing up, those men were likely to be told that they had a natural talent for math and sciences, whereas those women were probably told that they were more likely to have natural talent for other things like humanities and social sciences. And that's why programs like what we're doing with Women Leaders in AI are so important, because it shines a light on these women, their work, and it inspires and energizes organizations not only to adopt AI, but it provides a pathway for a younger generation to see these women in these roles and encourage more participation in technology fields like artificial intelligence.
Yeah, and it's interesting. If we followed your career, you started off as a software engineer in 1999, and you also worked all the way up through IBM Watson. Did you think that you would get to do some of the things that you, the fascinating, cutting edge things you've been able to do?
Look, artificial intelligence wasn't really even a field of study when I went to college.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is the thing where when you look at the average lifespan of technology, usually you're sitting within a 24 to 36 month window. In artificial intelligence, it's a lot less. It's 12 to 18 months. And so having a hunger for curiosity and continuous learning is an essential, it's an essential thing. I didn't learn about Python and data science and coding and those technologies like when I grew up and went to university, but I had to learn it as part of building out products. And so, you know, in some senses, continuous learning, reverse mentoring become extremely important. And if you have that hunger, that curiosity for continuous learning, you can apply it and pick up this field of artificial intelligence.
And I would think now more than ever it's exploding. Look where we are in society. How is AI changing people's lives?
You know, I like to think about AI being ubiquitous now. I mean, it's in every facet of our life. Whether it be when you're calling an airline agency to be able to book a ticket over the phone with a voice-activated virtual assistant, or whether it's AI customer service agents to help you with your bank account. It's even more prominent, Kate, right now in this world of COVID. You know, this outbreak is creating overwhelming uncertainty and greater demand for AI. Governments, hospitals, all kinds of businesses are being inundated with requests for information from their end users. At the same time, these organizations are receiving constantly changing information and mandates. This is where AI makes an impact. It has a role to play in making decisions for businesses when they're faced with these unpredictable, constantly changing circumstances and overwhelming amounts of information.
Yeah. Well, I love that you highlight women, and it's so great that IBM does that, that you've got a list of top women leaders in artificial intelligence, and you certainly are somebody who's top in your field. So thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you, Kate.
All right, so it's interesting. AI is changing our world. I mean, it has impacted us tremendously to Ritika's point about now, with the pandemic, it's even spurred on massive growth, more growth. AI enterprise applications were up 270% in 4 years. So the level of demand and the supply, because the the job candidates aren't there, it leaves a wide open gap. And maybe it's just tech and it's not spreading into any other industries, but I think it will spread some versions of it because AI can appear in a lot of different ways. And it was the fastest growing skill, one of the fastest growing skills on LinkedIn, a 190% global increase in demand from 2014 to 2017. So the future of jobs could be artificial intelligence. And lots of younger people are starting their careers in that. And you can bet, if you have an open enough mind, you could learn something about AI that would help you. What is it? Some niggly thing, something you could figure out that you haven't been doing. Big data, for example. Web 2.0. All of that could go into your private little account and figuring this out. Even LinkedIn's 2020 Emerging Jobs Report put artificial intelligence specialist as the number one emerging job. Number one. 70% annual growth over the past 4 years. So you heard what I said. 74% over the past 4 years. That's huge. Set the bar high. Watch people scramble. No, not really. They just wanted to get Bill Gates in the door. But figure it out, because this is the skill that's in the most demand, along with data science, digital marketing, mobile application. Cloud computing. I couldn't come up with that one. It is on the tip of my tongue. What is it? It's in the clouds. Cloud computing, because that's everything, right? Everybody depends on that when you look at the internet. So now the two are matching. The stakes are high. The situations we're in, artificial intelligence could actually end up living up to its hype. It hasn't yet, but it could end up doing that. And more people will be intrigued by it. I'm just sitting here pondering as I talk, if I go into AI, what would I want the most to pull out of it? There's so many innovative things happening, you have no idea. I mean, none. All right, the band is signaling me. It's time to collect the tips. I'm out of here. Make it count, everybody. Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.